72 Hours. Written by B4. Read by Crimson Moon. Summary. The things you do before the end of the world are awfully like the ones you do any other time. Green is carrying a full box of wool to the G train when he almost runs directly into Cleo, of all people. He's a little surprised. He hasn't seen her that much this season, and he knows that Joe had probably tried to convince her to avoid Bodum. But there she is, staring at the stock and the chests in the train car. "Hi," he says. "Oh, hey, restocking?" "Yeah," Green says. "Don't know why. Didn't really expect anyone to be buying anything, honestly." Cleo snorts. "Well, it's not like I'll be using these diamonds anymore in a few days here." The moon hangs above them like a guillotine. Green's been trying not to look at it while he does his chores. Not that the world that feels like it's dissolving beneath his feet is helping him with that. It's not that he's scared of the moon, really. He's too tired to be properly scared. "Besides," Cleo says, gesturing to his shulkers. "Besides, aren't you restocking it?" "The way I figure, even less use of doing that than me buying it." "People might still need the building materials," Green says. "Oh yeah, we'll finish everything in the next few days. Those materials will be so handy." "You're here buying." "You're here restocking." They both stare at each other for a moment before they look away again. "I mean, if it's pointless in a few days here, what else am I supposed to do?" says Green. "And isn't that just the rub?" "I'm working on an interior," Cleo says, finally. "We're not going to even begin to finish it before, but..." "Yeah, makes sense. I have a few interiors left to do."
"And the back?"
"Oh yeah, sure. I'm definitely finishing the back of this base. Yep." Cleo laughs. "Good to know we're on the same page. Let me finish buying you out then, so you can restock properly." "Yeah, sure. Have a good one, Cleo."
"You too,"
says Cleo. And they both go back to their pointless, pointless routines. Green counts out his diamonds carefully and restocks his chests, while Cleo checks to make sure she's getting the best materials and pays the exact prices listed, and no more. As though everything they're doing will last more than the 72 hours that was Cub's last estimate. 72 hours. 70. Green continues restocking his shop, though. He just keeps on going. It would feel wrong not to. It would just feel wrong. The end. Thank you for listening.